classical music.
Yes.
Well, I don't know, I may be wrong on this. The term classical music, in my opinion, means to me, I think this it means the music of a country that is played on the by the composers and the musicians of the country, more or less, than the, as opposed to the music that the people dance or sing by, the popular music. And I don't know, what do you think about it? You agree with that?
Well, that's, I know, but...
So, in other words, I mean, there are classical musics all over the world, different types of classical music. And I don't know if I'm correct on this, but that's the way I feel about it. And as far as the types of music if you would ask me what we are playing, and to go beyond what I've said already, I feel it is a music of just an individual contributor. And if you wanted to name it anything, you could name it a classical music.
Christian said that Sonny Rollins and Ornette Coleman, that's already asked that interview, and Roland Clark and MJ Cumont and just quoted, and also the Charlie Mingus. I just named it, lots of musical players, but say some comment about Sonny Rollins playing.
A comment on Sonny Rollins? Well, he's a wonderful instrumentalist and musician.
I see. Ornette Coleman, you mentioned some words great or something, but if you have another comment about it.
Well, I said he was a great leader.
Leader.
Yes, and this is, to me, is a, that's a great thing to be.
I see. That's a little bit ordinary regulations to it, but Roland Clark.
Well, he's another great instrumentalist.
Also, MJQ.
That's a very good quartet.
Also. And last one is the Charlie Mingus.
I admire his work.
Well, how's about the Miles Davis?
Well, he was a
Miles.
Teacher.
Well, and then also they got some of the so-called instrumental technique from Miles Davis.
I didn't quite understand.
Did you get some teaching or instrumental technique from Miles
Davis? Well, there are things I learned from Miles. It's hard to put them into words, but there are things of the musician needs to know. And then you can hear it, although it's hard for me to put it into words. But on hearing it, I sometimes can try to bring it out in my voice. I learned quite a bit there. Yes, I have it, and you would like to know the answer to this. Well, I don't feel there's an answer to this. I think that it's just it is either thing that the person who doesn't understand will understand in time, or upon repeated listenings. Or it's a thing that he never will, honestly. And, that's the way it is. There are many things in life we don't understand.
Right.
And we go on anyway.
I guess.
There's nothing that I've done with him. I didn't do anything with him.
Well, I see. Well,
I played with him, but I didn't. Well, I haven't had much leisure time in the last 15 years. And,
last 15?
15 years. I haven't had much leisure time. And when I get any, I'm usually so tired till I just go somewhere and just lay around, for 2 weeks, or if I can get 2 weeks. And most of the time, my mind's still on music.
But tonight, recently, we have a great so-called the flashing things down the Southern Asia, so-called Vietnam War. Do you have some comment about this war?
About the Vietnamese war?
Yes.
Well, I dislike war, period. You know? So therefore, as far as I'm concerned, it should stop. It should have been stopped. And any other war. Now, as far as to say to understand the issues behind it. I don't understand them well enough to be able to tell you just how this could be brought about.
Uh-huh.
But I only know that it should stop.
Uh-huh. And one more related question about this war. Among your people, not the white one, do they have a special comment or a special opinions about this Vietnam War among your people?
Well, if so, I don't think a consensus has been made on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if any that's been made.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't talk much, you know, but uh-huh. You got me talking, man. For hours I've been talking, and I'm not a talker. But I thought about this question after I'd answered it the best I could, and I felt that I didn't tell him. Mm-hmm. What I didn't tell him was what I really wanted to. But he felt that I was Christian.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I am by as far as birth, or my mother was, mm-hmm. or my father was, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And my early teachings were mm-hmm. the Christian faith.
Mm-hmm.
And as upon now, as I look out upon the world, and it's always been a thing with me, to feel that all men know the truth,
mm-hmm.
see?
I see.
And so therefore I've always felt that even though a man was not a Christian, mm-hmm. he still had to know the truth some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he was a Christian, he could know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Or he could not. It's according to whether he knew the truth, mm-hmm. and the truth itself mm-hmm. doesn't have any name on it to
right.
me.
Mm-hmm.
And each man has to find this for himself, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I would, I tell you. I believe that our men are to, mm-hmm. are here to grow
mm-hmm.
themselves into the full, into the best good that they can be. At least this is what I want to do, and, you know, this is my belief, that we are supposed to, I'm supposed to grow to the best good that I can get to. And, when I'm going there, becoming this, and when I become, if I ever become, this will just come out of the horn. So whatever that's gonna be, that's what it will be. I'm not so much interested in trying to say what it's gonna be. I don't know,
mm,
but I just hope I realize that mm. good can only bring good.
I see. So. Self-cultivating.
Right.
Yeah. Would you please recommend us? In terms of recorded music, what do you suggest?
My music?
Yes.
The music that I like best, or the music that I have recorded?
Yes, you have recorded it, that's the point.
The music that I've recorded mm-hmm. that I like best.
What are they?
That I don't know. That I don't know.
You know, there are lots of recorded music that's what you recorded, but
about really don't know.
Recorded music.
I don't know, it's hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this, some of the best hasn't been recorded, so the recordings well, always, you know, recordings always make you just a little bit, you tighten up,
attention.
You know.
Otherwise, say your Japanese friend said, oh, well, Mr. John Coltman said, there is no best recorded. Well, well, what the ranks comes out. Well.
Well, if we have time, I like to see some of the temples, and I like to hear some Japanese music.
Uh-huh.
You know, some of the classical. What is this instrument? The kaori or the
koto?
Koto. I like to hear some of this, and I like to maybe go to some rural areas to see some of the traditional.
Well, you mentioned one thing that koto.
Koto, yeah.
Mm. Roland Clark stopped in Japan and bought the Nagoya Chalmers, is that correct?
Yeah, he bought one. Yeah, I want to go to the music store and see what I can find, you know.
I see. This is the advertisement.
Well, it's, I feel that, I guess this is more of a spiritual reason than any other reason with me,
mm-hmm.
because I find that it causes me to be much calmer.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Person, you mm-hmm. know, and the nerves, you know, mm-hmm. are much
yes,
calmer, you
mm-hmm.
see.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Oh, really? If you try to
that's,
that, you
that's
could,
me. I don't know if it'd be the same with everybody,
oh,
you see. But this I found out in my own experiments. I found this out.
Mm.
And I have less trouble, you know,
mm-hmm.
being in command of
uh-huh.
my passions and emotions
mm-hmm.
and so forth.
I see.
And my body has less
mm-hmm.
work to do
mm-hmm.
in grinding this food up. So therefore I have more energy to
That's really great. That's helped me too much. Well, I'm skinny enough and then try
to
eat some water.
You better get some milkshakes. Now, what I want to get like you, see, if I get like you, I don't know. Yeah, I got too much of this out here now.
Well, that's great. I just forgot about the Japanese fans. Can you hold some comment to Japanese modern jazz fans through this microphone? Say hello.
Well, hello, and thank you, and we're glad to be here, and we hope to see you and play for you.
Well, thank you very, very much for a great interview with
thank
Mr.
you,
John Coltrane.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.